Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so I was mentioning we had another coach fired in college over the weekend. So Virginia Tech fired their coach.
Yep.
UCLA turf their coach. Was there another one?
Yeah,
before
there is.
This one?
There's actually a couple jobs open. I'll dig it out. I saw a little list today, and they're halfway. I mean, they're name programs.
Well, Sam Pittman got fired at Arkansas over the weekend after getting boat raced by Notre Dame, and he lost the week before at Memphis.
Yeah, Arkansas, Oklahoma State, Stanford, UCLA, Virginia Tech all have openings, and those are
Wait.
All.
Well, Stanford, Frank Reich is, but he's interim.
He's interim, so he will not be the permanent guy. So.
Right, so they're looking for a coach. But Oklahoma State was the other firing I was thinking of. Yeah. So the guy who's about to be, who probably already has money in the bank, as he is a football coach currently in the ACC, mm-hmm. but who is about to be way richer, is Rhett Lashley.
Oh. Mm.
And the reason for that is he went to Arkansas.
Yeah.
So... the understanding is, or at least what I was reading today, is that Arkansas's boosters want him.
Want him. And he's the SMU coach, by the way, in case you were wondering.
And Arkansas has a bunch of rich boosters who are going to pony up for him. Now,
they got that Walmart money.
The problem with that is SMU has some really rich boosters who are going to say, not so fast. And Rhett Lashley, whether he goes or stays, is going to get paid.
This is going to be one of the... Mike Gundy does this a lot, or he did. Where he would use other jobs to, didn't have any real intention of going anywhere, but hey, I could, unless you'd like to write me some more checks. That'd be funny to see where he goes. I would assume, I would rather have the SMU job. It's in the ACC, less pressure, resources don't matter. You don't have SEC money, but you have arguably the richest boosters in college football that will write you whatever you need. Much easier path. You know, when you take that job at Arkansas, Arkansas is a sneaky hard job in that, yes, you get 75,000, seat stadium and it fills up and there's boosters and all that, but you will always, Dave Bartu talks about this. Like when you get to Arkansas, you will not be a top 6 or 7 recruiter. You just won't. You're not going to out-recruit LSU, Bama, Florida. You just won't. So even when you have the money, you're always going to be behind the eight ball a little bit. That's going to be a tough program to win big at. And is Arkansas going to be happy with you finishing? Because Sam Pittman had it going there for a little bit. Are they going to be patient with you to have the ups and downs? I think, honestly, I'd rather have the SMU job.
Sam Pittman at Arkansas went...
I think a couple years ago he had him. They were like 8th in the country.
32-34.
Yeah.
His best season was 9-4.
Yeah.
In 2001.
That was the year that they got up to like 8th in the country.
He did win 3 bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But, the last couple ones were embarrassing. And Notre Dame just, they took him behind the woodshed and just bludgeoned him.
Yeah, it was probably time to move on. Who's the best coach in Arkansas history? Is it Bobby Petrino?
I would assume Bobby Petrino, who, by the way, he was the interim guy, and there's a chance that...
Bobby... Oh, no, Lou Holtz was there. Don't forget about Lou Holtz, man.
Did Lou Holtz do anything in Arkansas? Oh, well, I don't know who the coach was, but Arkansas won a national championship back in the 60s because that was the team.
They?
That was Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson were on that team.
Oh, that's Frank Broyles.
Yeah, they won a national title back in
the 60s. Yeah, so, okay, I...
You just got to go way back.
Yeah, so they had Broyles, they had Lou Holtz, and Lou Holtz did win a bunch of games there in the 11th.
I don't get it. Rain Man, cold, but they're...
Houston Nutt was there.
Yeah, I remember Houston Nutt.
Petrino, Bielema.
Houston Nutt was there. I had a good buddy of mine that I played in NFL Europe with, and he was a Houston Nutt guy. He played at Arkansas. I like Arkansas. It's just, again, I just think that's it. When you when you take that job, it's inherently a difficult job. I'd be like taking the Illinois job in the Big Ten. You can win there, but you're not going to be Michigan. You're not going to be Ohio State no matter what you do. And if you do have a coach that pops there, he's gone.
Like a Cignetti?
Yeah. Which, by the way, like if I was well, my buddy who's a Husky fan was lamenting like that Jed, you know, Jed Fish's wife and kid don't even live in Seattle.
Yeah. They like, moved back to Arizona.
I heard that.
Yeah. And Fish just see like
or never left Arizona, right?
No.
Or did they go up?
They went up there.
And they
left.
Back. Wow,
and they tried to pull the, you know, it's about school and whatever, dude. That's such a bad look. You're making whatever it is, $8-9 million. It's such a bad look to not have your family there. And Fish just is not like a super personality guy. I don't know. Who knows? I think Jed Fish is a good coach. I think he's doing a good job there.
Cignetti, Mr. Personality.
Is he the guy that's long term? And my buddy was like terrified. He goes, "What if we have a good year and the Florida job opens up or whatever?" And I said, "If I was UW, I would go bring a Brinks truck.
You're doing great.
Back it up. Back up the Brinks truck to Cignetti, and be like, no, Indiana. Like what?" Well, I know you're a Midwestern guy. How do you feel about the Pacific Northwest? Give that guy whatever he wants. Because I was critical of him. I just sometimes the personality rubs me the wrong way. That guy can coach. And you put him in a place with better resources and better access to talent. I would love to see what he could do because he's got Indiana looking real tasty.
Do you think there's anything to sometimes it's often talked about coaches are regional.
Sure.
You know, like Rhett Lashley went to Arkansas. He coaches at SMU, probably has ties in the Texas high school community. You know, does that matter? Like, if you're looking for Cignetti, he has no tie, nothing in the Northwest.
No.
Does that matter to you?
He's a Southern guy. I suppose that he was a James Madison guy, right? That's where he came from.
Well, but he coached at Alabama.
Yeah.
James Madison, Indiana, but apparently he was born in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's a weird thing because sometimes there's no rhyme or reason, right? Seemingly what some coaches, you know, make the jump and others, you know, flail. I look at what he's done at Indiana and we'll see what happens this year, right? I thought Indiana might be a flash in the pan. This Indiana team looks better than the one last year. And they said coming into the year, they said, look out, I know everyone thought this was a one-year wonder. They're going to be better, and I kind of rolled my eyes at it. They kind of looked the part. And by the way, 2 weeks from now, because they're both on a bye, when Oregon welcomes Indiana, Oregon, offensively, total offense, 12th in the country, Indiana 6th. Total defense, Indiana 5th, Oregon 11th. And I know Indiana hasn't played anyone, but Oregon's only played one real team, too. This is going to be another nice heavyweight slugfest. And he's doing that at Indiana. And he's doing it without necessarily elite talent. That kind of blows my mind. If he finishes this year and Indiana's another playoff team, why someone doesn't go to him? Because he's an older guy. Like he's like 62, 63.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why someone doesn't go to him with a $10 million offer and be like, do whatever you want, get the hell out of Bloomington and come here is beyond me. Sometimes and even if it's a mistake, I'd rather swing on a Cignetti mistake than I would on, you know, I don't know, some of the well, he's a Michigan man or,
well,
you know, he's the interim.
They're
guy.
All risky. I mean, you never know.
No.
But they tried to get Leipold and couldn't get him. Out of Kansas?
No.
Remember that?
Yeah. Well, and someone asked, are we entering the realm where the SEC jobs aren't as attractive? I just think we're entering a new era where what we think about jobs is starting to kind of, it's different.
It's different depending on league, money,
I even saw people location. Kicking Lanning's name around, like, don't be surprised when he starts getting NFL looks this year, and other people countering, are the NFL jobs that are open going to be better than the Oregon job at this point? If you want to be in the NFL, that's one thing, but boy, you could do a lot worse than just being at Oregon.
And let's be honest, too. Lanning's act...
not going to work on NFL.
It's not going to work on
NFL.
It's
a college
guy
thing.
I don't see him in the NFL.
I don't either.
I kind of don't either.
Like, no offense, but having been in NFL locker rooms, the 1,000 cuts thing and the
mantra every week, like,
good luck saying that to a guy, by the way, who's your own age that has 3 kids. Trust me, that whole thing doesn't
kind of different world. Huh?
It's an entirely different world. Nick Saban couldn't make that adjustment. Remember, there's that great story of them calling him Little Nicky and being like, yeah, nice try, Little Nicky. Like, some of that college stuff just doesn't work.
Texter points out, DeBoer, yeah. Lanning, both, neither, no. neither any ties to yeah. the Northwest. Yeah. So.
But that's another one, and we'll see what happens to DeBoer. But, dude, DeBoer was phenomenal at Fresno State, was phenomenal at UW, and now, you know, Alabama, that Georgia game was an ass saver. Because he, like I said, he was 2-5 and had lost more unranked games in a year and some change than Nick Saban did in like 15 years. So,
dude, DeBoer's awesome, but again, I just think a lot of that is expectation.
Sure.
And Alabama, like, the expectations could not have been any higher for him. He was coming off a national championship game at Washington, and they were coming off Nick Saban for 20 years. Yeah. Like, dude. Impossible. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I would argue, and yes, you mentioned the 2-5, right? That's not good. What'd you say?
He was 2-5 in road games.
Yeah, he's blown some games that he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But again, I would argue that Kalen DeBoer has followed a legend about as well as you can.
They were a game away from the playoff last year.
Yes, and I think they're going to the playoff this year, and I think they might have the Heisman Trophy winner over there when it's all said and done. Again, it's way too early, but
we'll see what happens.
I just feel like he is... I don't know. It's just it's all about what you expect. Now, if Kalen DeBoer goes to Arkansas, he does that same thing. Yeah. They're doing cartwheels. Yeah. So it's just it's a matter of expectation.
Sure, job, and there's always going to be ladder climbers, and there's always going to be people that are happy where they're at. But I do think this new era of football, kind of what we think about jobs is going to change. And then there's other guys like Jed Fish that just no one believes will stay anywhere. I don't know a single UW fan that believes Jed Fish is going to be there for 4 years.
Can I just say that it feels weird having him there.
It's a little strange
in the first place. Like it just doesn't. It's a weird fit.
But they were in.
Weird.
They were kind of in one of those spots that DeBoer kind of left him in a lurch. And at the time, they were reaching out, and it felt like it was the best they could do. And
he's stabilized things.
Yeah, and I think he'll do a nice job there. But I do not think. I think he feels like a patch guy.
Yeah.
And if I was the AD at UW, I would already, be writing down a list of who else can I call. I just feel like he's one good season away from waving goodbye.
And are Washington fans going to be mad about that?
I think they, anytime someone leaves, no one wants to be viewed as a stepping stone program, but
dude,
it's kind of like Ducks fans having Taggart and Cristobal leave. Like you might've thought you could do better, but you still don't like being spurned like that.
Yeah. What is up with those Ravens? We'll get to that and some NFL musings next. But first, here's Buck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.